Welcome to Find the Funny with me, Lisa Alvarado. This is my birthday episode. Ooh, ooh.
That's right. Yeah.
January 19th. That means I am still a Capricorn. Jesus was born in December. I don't know if you guys remember that, but yeah, that means I am in the same category. Would I sacrifice myself for you? Maybe not in the same category.
Well, this is my mom, Nellie.
Yay, yay.
Say, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to my daughter, what?
Podcast.
Podcast. Okay.
Podcast. I know, podcast. That's a weird name.
All right, you guys. So I talked about possibly trying out being vegan in 2024. So in honor of that, I ate half a bag of Doritos right before taping. So sorry if my breath is nasty. That stuff makes you smell bad. And here's the thing. I posted about being vegan or maybe trying it out on Facebook about a week ago. And it was crazy the amount of comments that I got on there. Basically, it was a joke. It was me saying, hey guys, I'm thinking about being vegan in 2024 and I need tips and tricks on how to keep my friends. To me, that's a punchline. But apparently everybody was like, oh, I have a tip and trick for you. I had like 75 comments and then people were texting my cell phone.
Oh my goodness.
Telling me how I can retain my friends. So these vegan nerds came out of the woodwork to give me advice. They're like,
wow,
watch this video, read this book. Okay, let me stop you right there. Did you just say read? Because that's not going to happen this year. I am too busy kicking ass.
Yeah.
I you know what? That's just an excuse. I don't read. So all of these vegan people, friends of mine, people that I didn't even know were vegan, which is why we're still friends. It was fantastic. They came out of the woodwork and like were sending me messages of encouragement and like telling me, try this recipe, go to this restaurant. And I'm just going to, I love you guys and thank you. I'm going to ease into it this year. Like, it's just, it's overwhelming. I mean, I'm Latina. We stuff our turkey with meat. Okay. And that's the truth. It's so meat-based in my culture that since I was little, pretty much every single day you eat meat and sometimes multiple times. So what I'm trying to do is maybe eat it twice a week and then start there and see how it goes.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I was eating pepperoni pizza when I wrote that post. So you guys, it's a joke. It's like, I'm going to try because I think it is healthier, but please don't hit me up with your, cucumber porn. Like, just, I understand that it is healthier, but just back off. Let me do it in my way. These vegans are very aggressive too. Some of them can be very aggressive, like pushing it on you and telling you the facts and all these things. And, you know, they have dirt around their mouth from like eating all the vegetables out of the ground. I get it, granola, you know, like I love the ground too, ground beef. And I think I'm just going to stick with that. I'm going to ease into it. You guys, I'm easing into it. So yes, you can send me recipes and things like that, but it's really hard to be vegan on the road. When I am never home, I'm in airports. What do you eat in an airport besides a salad? You know, because salads only fill you up for an hour or two. What else do you eat? I don't like tofu. I guess I do need advice on how do you do it when you're traveling. That would be helpful. And I am also going to be going on vacation for my birthday. Woohoo! Yeah. So when you guys are watching this, I might be on a beach. Thinking about, ooh, it's cold where you're watching this. Yeah. So I'm doing some gigs and then I end up in Mexico, which I love Mexico. So I'll be in Cozumel for my birthday, just chilling. And yes, I am traveling alone. Isn't that weird? People have been like, my friends are asking me, what are you doing for your birthday? You know, where are you going? I almost always go to Mexico or, you know, some warm location. I really always want to be on a beach for my birthday. So I just yesterday, someone was like, oh, you're going on vacation for your birthday by yourself?
They were feeling sorry.
Yeah, the people feel sorry for me. Like, I don't have an option. I have options of people. Like, you could come. You could actually show up in Cozumel and buy me a drink. I will be there on January 19th. But here's the thing. I love vacationing by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's people that don't like it and don't feel comfortable, but I love it. There's so many advantages. The number one advantage of traveling by yourself is you are on your own schedule. You are not on anybody else's schedule. That means you don't have to get up when they get up. You don't have to eat when they eat. If one person wants to go hiking and the other person wants to go swimming in the beach, like, you don't have to compromise. And you can just be lazy and not have any guilt about being lazy. If I want to stay up and watch a movie, I can do that. It's fantastic. Those are the upside. Everything I want to do whenever I want to do it. But the downside to going on vacation by myself is definitely safety. You know, like, it is safer in numbers. If you go out of the country with somebody else, you're going to feel a little bit safer. My mom says to me, often she's like, don't go by yourself. You're going to get kidnapped. And I'm like, not at my age, mom. At my age, they might help me walk across the street. You know, like, they might go, maybe 20 years ago, we wanted you, Lise, but now it's not like, I don't feel like I'm 100 years old, but I mean, I'm also not 20. You know, the skin is starting to change. It's getting saggy in areas. People are not looking at, I would never make it at Epstein's Island unless I were a consumer of the goods, then maybe, but no.
Right.
Did you hear about Sarah, did you hear about all the people on the list? Did you hear about
are you going to say Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel?
No, not Jimmy Kimmel. Oh. I loved his response, though.
No, he's not on the list.
No, it was smart one.
Stephen Hawking?
Yes. I can't believe that I forgot Stephen Hawking. Yes.
Yes,
Stephen Hawking is on that list.
He was.
And basically was into multiple women.
Wow.
And while he was married, which the fact that this guy can't move and he is cheating on his wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was married to him, guess what? When you get home, you can't run.
Right.
I'm beating the shit out of you.
Right.
And you're sitting there watching it. He probably is into that. I don't know. I think Sarah just choked. That was funny.
That was a laugh burp.
This is a combo. We got a combo right there.
I laughed so hard I burped.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe that a dude like that, it's probably all ego.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you can't, like, okay, say he's into it and he's you know, doing the deed.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even, can he moan? I mean, it's like, you know, like, there's no, he has to speak through the, how do you even know, ladies, when he's finished? How do you know? Does he tip over? What, how? I don't know, man. That's just, I don't know. If I was his wife, you know what? I would probably put a timing bomb on his on his wheelchair. So
it would be on his like, wheelchair?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can't have it close because then we would both die. Oh. No, I have to wait till he wheels away and then I click the button.
I see. I got
you know, and then he's got to go 50 miles an hour or faster. Otherwise his seat's going to explode. Kind of like speed. Did you get it? She got it now, guys. I'm feeling good. I'm funny. All right. Yes. So I do love traveling alone and I can't wait to be on a warm beach on my birthday. Well, it's not my birthday yet, but just today I went to the gynecologist. I know not only is it my birthday, it's also her birthday. You guys, she's getting older as well. So I'm like, check out the hoo-ha. You know, I like to do that in the beginning of the year so I can get really slutty and know I'm okay. Not true. I'm going with nobody. Remember? I love to make my gynecologist laugh. She's really sweet and like, very demure.
Yeah.
She's very demure. Is that the right way to say it? Sounds weird. Okay. She's kind of shy. How about that? For dumb people like me, she's kind of shy. And so if I can get her to laugh in the office, because she's looking at vaginas all day long, I'm like, let's laugh about how awkward this is.
Yeah.
So I told her to check my hoo-ha and check it in there really good because my birthday's coming up and I want to shoot confetti out of there. So she said, we're good to go, you guys. She stuffed it full of confetti for me. And I have to pick up the prescription at the pharmacy. Anyway, this is another thing that she told me when I was there. She said, Lisa, I recommend you getting an estrogen cream for my vag. Because I have a birthday. I'm getting older. She's like, you're going to hit menopause and this will help you to not, you know, dry out like the Sahara Desert. And it also is supposed to reduce pain. So I guess when older women have sex, this doesn't happen with everybody. It's very common though, that you'll have like painful sex because your body starts to close off. Did you know that, ladies? I found that out today.
Wow.
She's walking me through what menopause is going to be for me. She's like, oh yeah, well you stop producing as much estrogen. So things start to close down like Blockbuster. Okay. It just starts to shrink. You don't have as many visitors anymore. And then Blockbuster shuts their doors. That's what's happening with my vag, you guys. Like something, it's really starting to get smaller.
Well,
which is not when you want your vagina to be smaller. You want it tighter in your 20s. But when you're approaching 50, you do not want a small vag. You want people slipping in and out like because you don't got time.
Right.
You don't have time to wait. Let's get this done. So I was like blown away that she was telling me that this happens to a lot of women. I was like, what in the freak? And she's like, you need more lubrication if you're going to, you know, be sexually active. And I was like, I'm Latina. We give away lube in the bucketfuls. Okay. We donate it, really. So if you guys need some, just post it in the comments. And I'll send you a bottle of lube. Okay.
Oh,
it's going to smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina, but... I call mine goopy, not goop. What is wrong with me? Happy 2024, you guys. There is something seriously wrong. But I'm in good spirits. I want to have a lot of fun this year. I have some really big goals I'm going to accomplish. Mm. And last year, at the end of 23, I had such a fantastic show with an audience. And I'm so bummed that I did not video record it, but I did audio record it. It was insane. It was one of these kinds of shows where the audience was so fun that it was like this big interaction. It was like being at a party. And so many things happen that I did not expect. Like sometimes when I'm on a ship doing shows, I will get an audience member up at the beginning of the show and just dance with them for like 15 seconds, not even. It's not because I don't have material. I have several shows. It's because the energy is really low when you're doing a late night show and they've been at the beach all day or at port walking around doing these excursions. They get to the comedy show after eating and they are tired. You can feel the energy is really low in the room. So I do that just to kind of wake them up. Mm. I play the music really loud. I pull somebody up. I dance with them for a second. And then I get on the stage. So I was doing that. I went to go grab an audience member right out of the front. And this man goes, no, no, no. And I was like, that's the first time someone's ever said no when I've asked them to dance. Because it's in a fun way. It's I don't bring them on the stage. I just lift them up for a second. And he was like, no, 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 thanks. And I was looking at him. And then like an idiot, I didn't even look at his body. I just looked at his face and he had a big smile. So I was like, oh, he's friendly. Uh-huh. I back up and I look and he's missing a leg. Uh-huh. He's sitting in the front row with like, it looked like crutches, but he's not in a cast. He's missing a leg. Wow. So it was amputated a little bit above the knee and he's wearing shorts and you can see the nub. So his wife is sitting next to him, and of course they're facing me, which is facing the stage. So nobody in the audience knows what's going on. All they know is I'm trying to get this guy up out of his seat, and this guy is going, no, no thanks, nope. But he won't tell me why. He just waits for me to fucking figure it out.
Oh, no.
Which was, and then when I saw his leg, I was like, I looked at him, he looked at me, but he's laughing. See, the audience doesn't know he's laughing. Only I can see that he's laughing. He knew what he was doing. He couldn't wait to be a part of the show because he left his nub out. So then I was like, oh, I didn't know what to say. So I turned to his wife and I go, can I touch his nub? And she laughed, he laughed, and the audience got like laughed and got awkward at the same time. I'm going to play that right now for you. I have it on recording.
Thank you so much to throw me for a fucking loop. He doesn't have a leg. Just so guys know, I'm going to go grind with this guy and... He doesn't have a leg. Not making fun of you or making fun of me. If you understand comedy right now, you sit in the front fucking room and set me up. You know you did that, right? Yes.
Yep.
I know it.
He actually admitted it. He's like, yep, I couldn't wait till you addressed my nub. Are you kidding me right now? So that's how the show starts.
Right.
So half the people in the audience, they don't know if I'm kidding, if he really, even to this point, he hasn't stood up. No one else except the front row can see him. So the audience in the back doesn't know if I'm lying. They don't know what's going on. So we start with a misstep. So instead of talking to them a bunch, I was like, okay, let me get them back and just reassure them that this is a regular comedy show. So I start doing my jokes. I get them back. Then toward the end of my set, I do this bit about how women fake it in the bedroom. And I also ask the men, I say to the men, how many guys fake it? And this one particular guy was so happy. So when I poll the audience, I go, by applause, how many guys fake it? This guy was so happy. He's like, woohoo, I fake it. And I'm like, okay, well, now I gotta talk to him,
right?
Because why are you so excited about that? So here's that.
Okay, men only, be honest. Guys, if you have faked it ever, even one time in your whole life, please applaud. Here we go. Thank you. Wow, you're really happy about it, okay?
Sure. You're all excited?
We can bring the lights down. Holy shit, did you see? It was like guy about it.
Okay, wait. Okay, so the guy that was super happy about faking it, I needed to know why and what, like, how does he fake it? So I go back and I ask him.
Really happy guy about it. Yell out the reason why you faked it.
He said sniper.
Where the fuck were you having sex? You have an orgasm right fucking now. I don't get it. Is there a euphemism there?
Like, you fake it, and then when they roll over, then you go low.
Did you hear that? I'm going to repeat it.
And you fake it, and then when they roll over, you come low. Yeah, dude, take something to FYI, and you might be gay. Oh, we should make it sprinkles.
Sprinkles is the host that is gay. I was laughing so hard that I actually started snorting on stage. It wasn't a queef. It was definitely a snort. But guys, that is the craziest thing. So I don't know if anybody here has heard that. Have you heard that term before? Sniper?
No.
I think he made it up.
Right.
I don't know. He said that when he's having sex with his wife, who was there sitting right next to him. And I'm like, girl, shove him off the Lido deck.
Right.
He doesn't need to be there. So he literally admits about his wife having sex with her. He starts having sex. And then when they're done, when she rolls over, he rolls over the opposite direction and finishes. What dude does not want to finish in the hoo-ha? I mean, otherwise you're batting for the other team, buddy. I don't know if you know this, but you should just come out of the closet. So that was two different crazy incidences that happened on this show that were both off the wall, totally unexpected. And then here comes another one. I'm talking to the audience about women being able to have multiple. And so when a woman climaxes, she can have multiple climaxes in a row. It's not uncommon. Some people know this, but I'm talking about 10 times or more, double digits. This is possible. I talk about this in my comedy special that's coming out. So anyway, I poll the audience and I ask the women to prove it to the men because a lot of men don't believe that. And this particular woman, she's this gray-haired black woman, maybe 2-3 rows back. She was fantastic, the best sense of humor, but she was the loudest in responding. So here's her response.
How many women in here will admit by applause that you have gone 10 or more times in a row? You out there? That's it? You don't even know. Who's your partner? Are they here? Oh, are you still with them?
No, they died.
They died.
They died.
You killed them. That's fucking suffocating.
So I said you killed him in between your legs. You suffocated him. And then I did an act out very graciously.
Sniper.
And then the audience calls back, he was a sniper. So, yeah, so I talked to this woman and she's like, oh, he's the best lover. He's amazing and all this stuff. I go, so where's your partner? Where's your guy? Is he here? She's like, no. And I go, oh, where is he? I had to keep pushing, right? Because I wanted to talk to the guy and right. like find out his technique so that other guys can learn this stuff, you know? And she's like, he's dead. And I immediately said, because you killed him. You suffocated him. He was down there too long. And thank God the audience laughed. And that was really important that she laughed. Mm. She had a great sense of humor about it. She wouldn't have volunteered if she didn't. Right. She was still like healing over it. Mm. She was doubled over laughing, which allowed the rest of the audience to laugh. But that was risky territory because whenever, and people do, they'll admit this. Like you say, how long have you been married? Oh, 25 years. But that was 2 years ago. And then you're like, okay, was that divorce? No, they died. And it's always, the audience always recoils
yeah, right.
when they hear or see somebody else in pain. They don't want to laugh. But it's a comic's job to whatever happens in the room, try to make it funny. Mm. You know, try to bring it back around. So sometimes I'll just say to someone like that, way to fuck up a show. Way to come out and just bring everybody down. Wow. You know, but you have to respond almost immediately. Once you leave a little bit of a buffer or a gap in there, oh. and it's too late. Right. Like it's almost like you have to say something immediately. You can't, it's like ripping off the Band-Aid. If you do it really slow, you're going to feel every single thing, but you got to do it quick. And thank God she took it well because the audience went ballistic. And then they tagged it with sniper, which I was like, I love you guys. You guys are right. listening. And so what happened to the sniper guy is he never came back to a show because I must have outed him. People were saying that like he didn't come back because I asked for him at every other show that I did. I was like, where's sniper guy? He did not come back. And it could be because of his wife. His wife is like, you embarrass the shit out of me. But I don't know. That was wild. Like, I think I ended a marriage, guys. And that's what you should do at the end of a year. You know, and she can start fresh in 24 with a dude that doesn't use the sniper technique.
I was wondering, because there's this Catholic thing where you... you know, before you unload everything, you don't want to, you know, inside somebody because that's where the sperm comes out. And so you can impregnate some. So that's like pulling out before they finish so that they don't get their person pregnant.
Right. But they're married and she's probably on birth control. I mean, maybe his personality is the birth control. But usually you have that worked out already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's not, I mean, I grew up Catholic. I don't think that's they are okay with you taking the pill and stuff, right? I mean, I'm not Catholic.
No. So, I mean, like the real hardcore ones.
Hardcore are like, Catholic.
Yeah. No contraception. No, like, you know, nothing.
Right. So. 10 kids minimum.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. So if you don't want to have more kids, like no vasectomies, no, like, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Yeah. So.
But he said it in such a weird.
No, it's true.
Like
he was like cheering. Like,
yeah, he was happy.
I pull out.
Yeah. Not only do I pull out, I finish. I turn over, hide from her, and then I finish.
Yeah.
That's no, dude. You need to be inside a man's butt. Let's just call a spade, right? Let's call a sniper, you guys. What do you got coming up this year, Spizza?
Yeah, I'm doing a documentary on Seabiscuit's legacy.
The movie or the story?
Well, it's actually about
Seabiscuit.
There's a therapeutic riding center, like a equestrian therapeutic riding center on the place where Seabiscuit was, where he died, basically, where he spent his retirement. And it's actually a place that helps kids with like autism and like special needs to like train them to like hold better posture and everything like that, but also helps them socially, you know.
Wow. So that's what the documentary is about, is this place.
And yeah, this place and how it relates to the Seabiscuit story, the actual story of how he healed the people around him. So it's an interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, so Sarah does a ton of editing for commercials, movies, documentaries. She actually put together, edited my special that we're going to release this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Netflix calling it what?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And if not, it's your fault because you're not subscribing, you guys. This is why you need to subscribe. It's not because I'm not funny. Yes. So Sarah does all sorts of editing. If you know of somebody that has a lot of money and needs somebody to edit something, contact us because I will get you in touch with Sarah.
Okay.
All right. So the whole gyno visit thing, I'm writing out of all the things that she was educating me on, I'm writing a whole new bit. I have a breast exam / gyno visit bit that I'm already working on. But this stuff that she was telling me, I was not even aware of that women go through this in menopause. So I cannot wait to bring it to the masses because I know how men are so comfortable in an audience hearing about a woman's vagina. But the women love it.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I think that'll be great.
Yeah. So I will let you guys know in a month or two if my vag is a little juicier from the estrogen. I'll post some pictures on TikTok.
Or OnlyFans.
Yeah. OnlyFans. Nah, that's way too, there's too much competition. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This one was a short and sweet one because it's my birthday and I got shit to do. All right. So if you want to give me a present, please share the podcast with somebody. Share the episode. If you have a friend going through some stuff, let them know that they can call in or write in. It can be anonymous. Sarah will tell you right now where.
info@findthefunnypodcast.com.
Yes.
Or you can just go on the website, findthefunnypodcast.com, and there's a place where you can record a voice memo right there too.
Yes. So we will play the audio on the show and do our best to help you out. Whatever. We just want to help people laugh more in 2024.
Yeah.
That's it. We're all a big team here. Let's just be silly. I never mean to offend. And if I do offend you, I'm happy about it, you know, because you need a little tougher skin.
Yeah.
So this is my passion and I hope you join me on it this year. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you in 2 weeks. Subscribe on YouTube at Lisa Alvarado Comedian. Love you guys. We'll see you soon. Thanks for joining. Find the funny.
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.